Is it true that psychopaths lack empathy? Summary: the article challenges the assumption that psychopaths lack empathy. A study by Larson et al. Suggests that psychopaths may indeed have empathy and can perform similarly to non-psychopaths in moral reasoning tasks. The findings indicate no relationship between psychopathy scores and empathy or emotion recognition, contradicting common beliefs. Full article: when you think of a person who fits the definition of psychopath, you undoubtedly imagine someone who, in addition to lacking remorse, is incapable of ordinary human empathy. This assumption is so baked into the psychology literature, not to mention the popular imagination, that it's rarely questioned. Yet, what does the evidence say? Perhaps you've observed someone in your own life, in the media, or in fictional accounts who is characterized as a psychopath. This person is either involved in the legal system or has a documented or fictitious history of behaving in ways that cause harm to others without any concern for the consequences. It seems as though nothing else other than low empathy could make such behavior possible. However, a new study could add some nuances to these simple explanations. Challenges to low empathy in psychopaths. According to University of Toronto Mississauga's Rasmus Larsen and colleagues, 2025, maybe psychopaths have empathy after all. Studies have shown that people in the justice system with high scores on the psychopathy checklist revised PCLR may be amenable to rehabilitation and, what's more, are not necessarily high in dangerousness. They may even, claim Larson et al., perform in ways comparable to non-psychopaths in moral reasoning tasks. Given some of the questions in the literature, along with the time and expense required for conducting the PCLR, which requires an interview, there is debate among forensic experts about whether this tried-and-true instrument is worth it. Furthermore, as Larson et al. Point out, the PCLR can be misused if it is weighted too heavily in judicial decisions. There needs to be, the authors note, unique evidence-based utility for decision-makers with negligible risk of bias. The purpose of the UT Mississauga study was to determine whether that evidence exists. What do the data say? From an initial sample of 464 articles in which the PCLR was used along with measures of empathy, Larson and collaborators pulled together a set of 66, representing 5,711 participants and 1,672 possible effects. Here is a sample of some of the measures that made it to the final cut. Basic empathy self-report: I find it hard to know when my friends are frightened. Index of empathy for children and adolescents self-rated: seeing a girl who is crying makes me feel like crying. Empathy quotient self-rated: I get upset if I see people crying on the news programs. Theory of mind test, interview rated: explain to the interviewer why someone in a scenario-based situation acts in a certain way. Interpersonal reactivity index self-report: I really get involved with the feelings of characters in a novel. Empathy for pain test self-report: rate unpleasantness of an aversive scenario in which a person, for example, is subjected to painfully loud noises. Multifaceted empathy test self-report: identify emotions shown in pictures of people in various situations. Reading the mind in the eyes test: identify emotions as shown in photos of people's eyes. Cognitive and affective empathy questionnaire self-report: I can pick up quickly if someone says one thing but means another. Emotional intelligence test task-based tool: recognize and interpret how people are feeling. Metacognition assessment scale interview: interviewer engages in conversation, probing ability to think about the mental state of others. Emotion recognition: 6 tests involving recognition of emotions from facial expressions, vocal effect, and narration of an emotional situation involving a protagonist, e.g., a sad situation. As you can see, these comprehensive measures explore virtually all possible angles, not only of empathy, but also of the ability to identify how others are feeling. Most are self-report, but enough are interviewer or task-based to allow assessments to occur with minimal distortion by the participants. Perhaps you tried answering the self-report questions yourself. How did you score? How do you think a psychopath would score? As it turned out, there is nothing special about psychopaths when it comes to understanding or feeling empathy with others. The findings, overwhelmingly 89%, showed the null finding of no relationship between PCLR scores and empathy or emotion recognition. As the authors concluded, our findings are largely inconsistent with the widely held belief among researchers and clinicians that PCL psychopathic persons lack empathy. So do psychopaths have empathy after all? These surprising findings stand in stark contrast to the way that people imagine that people high in psychopathy go about their daily lives. They also contrast with how experts approach people who seem to meet the criteria for psychopathy on the PCLR, whose validity this study questions. Maybe, just maybe, people with psychopathic qualities could either feel or be helped to feel a sense of connection to others. Might there be more to their personality than we realize? To sum up, it's good to be wary when you're dealing with a psychopath. But by attending to some of the qualities studied by Larson et al., your approach to such an individual can be more informed.